Democratic State Representative Bob Hagan says it's getting tougher and tougher for Ohioans to go to college these days.
More and more students are paying higher tuition rates because we haven't been able to control that cost. Here in Youngstown, in the Mahoning Valley, Youngstown State University, 25 years ago when I first started in the legislature, the state was paying 75% of the tuition, with the students paying 25%. Now it is totally reversed, and you have the state paying only 25% of tuition. It's just increasingly more difficult to get a higher education degree in the state of Ohio because of cost.
Hagan is proposing a bill that he says will help make sure students don't come out of college saddled with debt that keeps them from being able to succeed in life. He says students would go to the school tuition-free. Then upon graduation and getting a job, they would repay the state 3% of their income for the next 24 years.
So what we're really looking at is allowing the Board of Regents to study it, to make some decisions, to tweak it a little bit, and to come back in 2015 with their suggestions and the plan.
Other states like Oregon and Washington have similar programs to make college more affordable. An economics professor at Ohio University and the head of the Center for College Affordability and Productivity likes the idea.
Well, I think the idea in principle has some merit, and I think the idea in principle is one that is worth Ohio exploring. But the devil is in the details.
Richard Vetter says there would need to be a formula that gave enough money up front to make the program work. Hagan suggests that money come from a severance tax on gas and oil. But Vetter doesn't think that would work since lawmakers scrapped a similar tax from Governor Kasich's proposed budget. But Vetter says the money could be found somewhere. Vetter says there's also a chance that the program would not be fair to some students in some majors.
There is sort of a bias built into programs like this that favor students who go into majors that are relatively low paying after graduation. Now, maybe that is the intent of Representative Hagan, but engineers, mathematicians, those in, say, the STEM disciplines, generally make pretty good money. And if they have to pay a larger sum to go to college because they're paying 3% of a big income as opposed to 3% of a small income, a greater amount than, say, social workers, anthropologists, people in lower paying film majors, theater majors, you may be actually discouraging the STEM discipline.
Vetter and Hagan agree on another point, that something needs to be done to make college more affordable because tuition is rising faster than family incomes. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.